This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Downtown Birmingham and some city neighborhoods are seeing an influx of new residents, mainly young professionals and retired baby boomers. It's a national trend. The Census Bureau reports millions of Americans have migrated from the suburbs to cities since 2010. Bruce Katz of the Brookings Institution thinks that's a good thing. He recently co-authored a book about how post-recession, metropolitan areas such as Birmingham are America's engines of economic renewal. Greg Bass spoke with Katz about his visit to Birmingham last year and the central idea behind what he calls the Metropolitan Revolution.
The Metropolitan Revolution is the response of cities and metropolitan areas to the drift of the national government and state governments. The U.S. has many challenges around competitiveness and demographic change, and the institutions and leaders at the city and metropolitan level are the folks leading the charge to grapple with our challenges. Washington is mired in partisan rancor, and you know better than I the state of your state capital. So what I see and my colleagues see around the United States are cities and metropolitan leaders and also private and civic business, philanthropic, and university leaders, they're stepping up and doing the hard work to grow more and better jobs for their citizenry.
You spent 2 days in Birmingham last October, touring the area, meeting political, business, and community leaders. What were your impressions of Birmingham?
My impression was that you have a very strong core, your downtown proper, but also where the University of Alabama at Birmingham is located, some other research institutes, Innovation Depot, which is a really wonderful innovation accelerator, which is quite near the downtown and quite near the university, the railroad park, the minor league stadium. I mean, you've got a small envelope in the core of your metropolis that I think is being fundamentally revalued by an economy that rewards proximity, density, authenticity, vibrancy, and a collaborative ethic. I was really blown away by what I saw in Birmingham. I've talked about it repeatedly in other cities in the United States and Europe and elsewhere since I've left.
Why is that proximity to the city center, the core, why is that so important?
You know, because talented workers can be anywhere in the U.S. or the world, and what they disproportionately want these days is to be in places where they can, quote-unquote, live, work, and play. They have easy access to amenities, and they have access to other talent. I mean, this is how innovation occurs. It's the, you know, seamless synergy and creation of discoveries from the market. You might start with a research project in a university, but then you commercialize it for the market, or you may have a talented individual in one company connect with a talented individual in another company, a completely different line of business, you know, design connected to manufacturing or big data analytics related to your finance sector. I mean, this is where innovation is occurring now in the convergence of clusters and companies and academic competencies. So proximity really matters. And places like Birmingham, which just naturally have this high level of concentration within the core of your city with great amenities. I mean, I went through the downtown blown away by the quality of the architecture and the historic buildings and the streetscape. What an incredible downtown you have. Well, that's what, you know, talented workers and innovative firms want today.
Some residents are concerned that the revival of interest in some of these older neighborhoods will lead to gentrification and make housing prices less affordable for poorer residents. Is that something Birmingham should be concerned about?
Well, I think you should be partly concerned, but I wouldn't let perfect be the enemy of the good. I mean, you had a large level of decentralization in your population over many, many decades. It will take quite some time to gentrify a lot of the neighborhoods and see a real price effect. Right now, I think job number one should be to try to grow your innovative economy and your creative economy and to be very purposeful about your education system and your workforce development system. So again, more people within the core of the city in disadvantaged neighborhoods can actually participate in the updrift, and to have a focus on neighborhood regeneration and housing affordability as you move along. But Birmingham, Alabama is not San Francisco. It's not Seattle. It's not Boston. It's not New York. I think gentrification is an issue, but I don't think it's the central issue that's facing the city or the metropolis.
That's Bruce Katz with the Brookings Institution and co-author of The Metropolitan Revolution, How Cities and Metros Are Fixing Our Broken Politics and Fragile Economy. He spoke to Greg Bass. You can hear more about our changing city all next week during WBHM's series, Exploring the Progress and Pitfalls of Birmingham's Urban Revitalization.